time again for Moments of Melody, 5 minutes designed to help you today and also to help you think beyond today. On the night preceding the execution of Nicholas Ridley, the Bishop of London, this was back in the 16th century, his brother offered to stay with him during the night, but he refused. He said he intended to go to bed and sleep as quietly as he ever did during the rest of his life. And then he quoted from Psalm 4. We're going to read Psalm 4 in just a few moments. I wonder if you can tell which verse he quoted as a basis for getting a good rest that night.
Breathe, O mighty breath from heaven, on earth's dry and parched plain. Send the wind swept clouds before us, deluging the earth with rain. Breath of Calvary, breath of Calvary, let us feel thy quickening
you've declared me perfect in your eyes. You've always cared for me in my distresses. Now hear me as I call again. Have mercy on me. Hear my prayer. The Lord God asks, sons of men, will you forever turn my glory into shame by worshiping these silly idols when every claim that's made for them is false? Mark this well. The Lord has set apart to redeem for himself. Therefore he will listen to me and answer when I call to him. Stand before the Lord in awe, and do not sin against him. Lie quietly upon your bed in silent meditation. Put your trust in the Lord, and offer him pleasing sacrifices. Many say that God will never help us. Prove them wrong, O Lord, by letting the light of your face shine down upon us. Yes, the gladness you've given me is far greater than their joys at harvest time as they gaze at their bountiful crops. I will lie down in peace and sleep, for though I am alone, O Lord, you will keep me safely. Could you identify that verse? The one Nicholas Ridley claimed for himself the night before his execution? Yes, it's that last one. I will lie down in peace and sleep, for though I am alone, O Lord, you will keep me safely. That's a verse to claim today, even in this space age, in a day of tension and violence. How good to be able to say, when you really know the Lord, I will lie down in peace and sleep, for though I am alone, O Lord, you will keep me safely.